This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, as we defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, already into the third and final hour of this live Thursday edition. I'm going to launch straight into the news and information, and we're going to open the phones up later in this hour. If you'd like to get lined up and ready to go, I'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. My website is Infowars.net. That's got the big update for you for the news we're covering. If you'd like to go check it out, like the headline I covered earlier in the last hour, a large portion of Germans, poll shows many Germans see U.S. behind September 11th, but it's not the U.S. government. It's the global government using America as its proxy to carry out its criminal activities. So let's now launch into some of the other news items. FBI chief praises the Patriot Act. Well, the Republican-controlled legislature of Alaska just voted it down. Other Republican-controlled states and cities are now doing it, panicking the neocons because they need to keep their envelope, their cloak of neoconservatism going. People are now waking up to them thanks to Ron Paul and others exposing the fact that they're a bunch of Trotskyites. FBI chief praises the Patriot Act. This is from the Washington Times. FBI Director Robert S. Mueller III yesterday told the Senate committee the USA Patriot Act has made the Bureau more effective at facilitating information sharing within the law enforcement intelligence communities. Of course, the Justice Department admits it'll be used for all crimes against all citizens. Prior to the passage of the act, the FBI agents were walled off from intelligence investigations by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, Mr. Mueller said. And he goes into a bunch of lies. Continuing here with the news, applied, okayed, $10 million distribution deal in three countries. This is out of the South Florida Business Journal. Palm Beach-based technology development company Applied Digital Solutions, NASDAQ ADSX, said it has signed distribution agreements in three countries that call for minimum purchase requirements to maintain five-year exclusivity at more than $10 million each at current prices. The distribution agreements in Russia, Colombia, and Venezuela call for the distributions to sell at least 75,000 Verichips and 35,000 Verichip scanners within 5 years. Verichip is under the skin radio frequency identification device. We have their press release here from Applied Digital. Communist China set up the plan at a military base. IBM's the real owner of the company, if you read their financial papers, hosted on Applied Digital's website. So IBM of the Communist Chinese, a mass of 1,300,000,000 slaves to be implanted. All part of freedom. If you're against it, you're with Al-Qaeda. Here's another one. Tracking chips eyed by retailers despite privacy concerns. Tiny new radio-emitting chips for tracking retail products from factory to checkout represent a dream for retailers, but a nightmare for privacy activists. The so-called radio-frequency identification chips, the size of pinhead, could be placed on anything from soup cans to sneakers. The chips would eventually replace barcodes, which identify only a type of product, with the ability to identify individual items and allow suppliers and retailers to know exactly what is on their shelves and inventory. But a tag, a microchip with an antenna, can on a can of Coke, a pair of jeans, or a car axle, and suddenly a computer can see it, says brochure from the industry-funded Auto ID Center of Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Put tags on every can of Coke, every pair of jeans, and every axle, and suddenly the world changes. No more inventory counts. And then they admit it's hooked in with the Department of Defense and Homeland Security to track you and your family. More on that coming up. We'll get into child tracking devices. We'll get into the projects, some of the new technologies being deployed against you. We'll get into more on Dr. Kelly, who was obviously murdered, they're saying suicide. And we'll get into more on Iraq and the thing that looks like a lie with Saddam's dead sons.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You're losing your hair and you haven't tried Avacor yet? You've heard all about it on radio and TV for years. Well, there's a reason why Avacor has become the most recognized name in hair regrowth. Simply because tens of thousands of people just like you have successfully regrown their hair and regained that youthful appearance, thanks to Avacor. That's right. Avacor's all-natural DHT blocker and physician's topical formula have reversed hair loss for virtually everyone who has ordered. So why haven't you called? We realize there's a lot of confusion out there, but while so many hair growth products come and go, Avacor's clinical studies and claims of success have been independently reviewed and proven true. Still not convinced? Avacor is so effective that it comes with a full 1-year money-back guarantee. Try getting that anywhere else. To order Avacor, call 800-533-7298. The sooner you call, the sooner you can reverse your hair loss. Call 800-533-7298. That's 800-533-7298.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
20 seconds into the third and final hour today. Your calls are coming up, but let me get back into the news. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. And the website is InfoWars.net, freshly updated today for you. Just briefly recapping, because I know a lot of stations carry the news in the first 5 minutes segment. The Florida Business Journal is reporting that Mexico, Russia, Colombia, Venezuela, this particular deal is Russia, Colombia, Venezuela, they've signed deals with China, Mexico, and others for $10 million deals each. They're going to use it to implant prisoners, and the California Bureau of Prisons has announced that as well a year ago. Just implantable, trackable, under-the-skin chips. Now, I was a kook 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, talk about this, and the last 2 years, I'm not a kook anymore. You just say, oh, yeah, the government wants us to take implantable, trackable microchips. Really, RFID tags is what they are. Radio frequency identification tags is what they are. They want us to go ahead and take that. And there's another big story here about the with the headline, tracking chips eyed by retailer to spite privacy concerns. The tiny chips be embedded in your shoes and clothes and soup cans to track you. And they'll have your name scanned on it when you check out if you want the return policy. That's how they're starting it. And it did come out a few weeks ago. The Department of Defense and Homeland Security has been meeting with the RFID groups and Walmart pushing all of this. So it doesn't sound like freedom, does it? It sounds like maximum tyranny. And they've also come out and said that they want to go ahead and put the drones in our skies and want to change the rule, because before they had to file a flight plan with the FAA. Now the government wants just carte blanche to have drones everywhere and anywhere with no record of where they're at. Big Baltimore Sun news story on that. And there's an article here out of the Salt Lake City newspaper and out of the Salt Lake Tribune today. And it's on Infowars.net. Projects range from robots to electronic surveillance when SAIC, it goes on, what does SAIC do? Science Application Internet Corporation has about 8,000 contracts, including 5,000 with the U.S. government. Here are just a few of the projects at any Army installation. This stuff is going on. At an Army training center in Orlando, Florida, about 400 SAIC employees developed software that would help train law officers to respond to the release of chemical agent. At a concert in a nearby parking lot, employees trained robots to sniff out explosives. Two, in San Diego suburb, which happens to mean hidden in Spanish, employees recently produced SAIC's 100th gamma ray detection machine, a device used along U.S. borders since 1990s to detect drugs and weapons. Steve Rockwood, who heads SAIC's research, hopes to develop remote surveillance machines that would, say, allow a port official in Los Angeles to peer inside a ship in Hong Kong. Now, you notice they say, with that piece of technology since the early 1990s, yeah, that's when I first, in the mid-1990s, learned of these high-powered, ground-penetrating radar systems that can even be on a backpack and then fed into a scope on a 50-caliber gun, and it gives, this is the old technology, stuff that was declassified in the mid-1990s, looks right through your wall. It'll look through several feet, 4 feet of concrete. They have more high-powered units on police helicopters. They look right through your walls. On the news, they'll show you infrared that shows where footsteps were at or what somebody did or who's hiding under the bushes. No, this is, that's 1969 Vietnam stuff. This is the modern stuff, and they have it in color as well. That's now been declassified last year. Navy SEALs have got backpack units mounted to guns where they can look at you and then change the resonance, focus in on your beating heart. I mean, this is high-powered stuff. Now, in 1984, the helicopters, the book opens with a dark blue helicopter flying around looking through people's windows and dialing into the telescreens. The helicopters by remote wireless can they fly around and then look through your television set that's two-way, which they now are, according to MSNBC. Your digital cable watches what you watch and has a microphone in it. All part of a free society, of course. Just massive insanity right in your face. And here it is, the 100th gamma ray detection machine, a device used along U.S. borders since the 1990s. Yeah, we have a video of this in Police State 3 where it shows a guy hiding in a car, crisp image of him through the metal, people hiding in a truck or drugs hidden in a truck, inside multiple cases, looking right through the truck, right through the boxes, right into what's there. That's the old technology. Then it goes into other stuff that SAIC is developing. In several of SAIC's 400 offices, programmers are working on a $15 billion project with Boeing Company to build a network of high-tech tanks and surveillance drones for the Army's effort to become a faster, lighter, more lethal force. This is right out of Attack of the Clones, folks. Robot armies. I mean, you go see T2, T3, it's already here. And I've talked to Marines and others about it. I've seen photos of them. I mean, attack droids. Last week we posted a story out of a paper in out in Hawaii, and it showed the Marines testing one of these tanks about 6 feet high, 4 feet wide, bristling with guns, rubber bullets, machine guns, cannons, microwave particle beams, It's remote controlled, has also a AI chip so it can operate independently. You can put it in a zone. It'll go around killing everything. It has face scanning software loaded in it. It knows your face, can go into a crowd and only kill you or kill those listed. They have many missiles that hone in on you according to your face or according to your walk or according to your speech pattern. Sounds like freedom, doesn't it? Drones. Flying around looking through your walls. Drones with microwave guns. Drones with radiation guns. They just fry you. Again, in several of SAIC's 400 offices, programmers are working on a $15 billion project with Boeing Company. Oh, your friendly remote control company. To build a network of high-tech tanks and surveillance drones for the Army's effort to become faster, lighter, and more lethal force. Lumbering tanks and armored troop carriers would be replaced by vehicles that in some cases would weigh less than a third as much as current models. In Fort Meade, SAIC is developing new methods of electronic surveillance under a $282 million contract with the National Security Agency. Many details are classified. The project is aimed as intercepting clues about possible impending terrorist attacks. You mean finding out if anybody's aware of what you're up to, government? From huge volumes of telephone conversations, email, and other communications. That's 30 years old now they're announcing it. And that's the Salt Lake City Tribune for you. And a third as much as a tank? The thing in the newspaper last week that they showed, it showed 15, 20, large group of Marines with their big armored shields, their police shields up in front of them, firing their guns, shotguns, M60s, machine guns, just massive, just firing at this tank, and it's just rolling towards them. Then I went and read about the particular tank model, and again, microwave guns, everything to control you. I mean, come on, folks. Come on. And with systems like this, a handful of technocrats and the globalist employee can control it. Total compartmentalization. Here's another one out of the Herald Sun of Australia. The Solomon Islands are being invaded by the Australian government because of unrest, and it says the vanguard is drones. And it says Prime Minister flees capital ahead of landing. And it says the Australian-led intervention force arrival, an official said today. And it goes on to say, meanwhile, Australian forces will use unmanned spy planes for the first time during its campaign in the Solomons. Lots of campaigns in Africa and the Solomons and invasion forces and drone armies landing, many tanks rolling off. Oh, it's freedom. Borders wide open. Sounds like freedom, huh? Smells like freedom, huh? Burning flesh. Rumsfeld says U.S. to release photos of Saddam's sons, and now they've done it, and we've posted them on Infowars.net. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is releasing them, and he said it wouldn't be yesterday, but so it came out today, and I guess you agree, they look pretty fake. Mark, running the show, why don't you look them up? Why don't you go look at them and tell me if they look fake to you? Everybody's saying they look fake. I predicted they'd be blurry and dark. And oh, they're on ABC and a bunch of other sites. I was just told they were posted on Infowars.net. Just hit refresh on that. They should be there. But just go. I just want to get your opinion. I want your honest opinion. A disheveled, bloody mass with a beard and a shaved head. Does that look... that look real to you? Of course, they claim they killed him three other times. I mean, they claim they killed Chemical Ali. They were sure it was confirmed. They had his body. Chemical Ali. The world awaits the pictures, and now they've got them. We're going to break, and I'll come back with the situation with North Korea and Japan heating up, and Japan saying they're going to arm with nuclear weapons. I told you 4 years ago they already have. That came out in their parliament. Also, Attorney General says church abuse scandal likely involved more than 1,000 victims. People are all shocked by this, and I'm shocked by it. But when you read about big defense companies kidnapping 200,000 women and children in the Balkans alone in 2000, that's confirmed in court. I mean, it dwarfs this. Why isn't that on all the news stations? We'll talk about what the genetically modified crops are doing. Get into California governor, a horrible gun-grabbing open borders traitor who faces recall vote. Wonderful news. That's now official. It's all coming up. Please stay with us.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95 shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll free 800-686-2237 and order the documents of freedom. Don't wait, do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
Blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle.
You know, isn't it interesting that the U.S. government told the media not to post the images of the dead Americans, the grisly photos, but they are posting the photos of Saddam's supposed sons, if you believe that, they claim they kill over and over again. They'll probably be saying they killed him again 6 months from now. People won't even remember they claim they killed him now. I mean, just over and over again, it's false reality, folks. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. If you'd like to join us on air, it's 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We'd love to hear from you on any of the topics and issues that we have been covering here today. One of the big stories that's been unfolding over the last year and a half is Catholic diocese, Catholic religious organizations at the highest levels all over the U.S., Europe, Latin America. It's the norm, not the exception, brutally molesting small children. And it makes my stomach turn, and I don't like covering these issues on the air, and it's so prolific. And this is out of the Boston Globe. I have another one here out of the Associated Press. In fact, that's the story I'll cover here. It's a little bit more detailed. I'm sure you've already heard about this. But the Attorney General says it borders on the unbelievable. That's the Attorney General of the state of Massachusetts. Attorney General says church abuse scandal likely involved more than 1,000 victims. They've already found and confirmed over 750. The Associated Press reports over six decades, likely more than 1,000 people were molested by Roman Catholic priests and church workers while leaders in the Boston Archdiocese engage in a massive, inexcusable failure to do anything about it, the Massachusetts Attorney General said in a report Wednesday that outlines the results of a lengthy criminal investigation. And so they're just as guilty or more guilty than the scumbag perverts that need to be executed. So this is the type of society. But we've had guests on. It's been in the news. I mean, in France, they catch the elite and the government involved. In Belgium, in the UK, in the Netherlands, the Dutch royal family has been caught with dead bodies of kids on their land. Again, DynCorp and the UN, the employees went public, got fired. They sued. One, it came out, DynCorp. The UN flew out 200,000 women and children. I mean, 200,000? This is all just off the charts crazy. I can't even believe it, but it's admitted. So they're focusing in, and I'm not a Catholic, folks. I'm not defending the Catholics. What I'm saying here is they're over here focusing in on the Catholics, and 1,000, I mean, this is horrible. This is just in Boston. This is just in Massachusetts. 1,000! They say it could be higher. This is yesterday's news. Now there's more. And these priests are having to admit it. And massive cover-ups. And you've got these bishops, you know, who are covering stuff up, and the next day they're running somebody over in a hit-and-run and stumbling around drunk. I mean, they're just pure evil. But it's all over the place. I mean, I've had Senator DeCamp on, respected Republican. Found out the Republican Party was running it in Nebraska, hooked into Northern California. Folks, that's where most of the kids go that get kidnapped. They go bye-bye to Saudi Arabia, and bye-bye to Israel, and bye-bye to Bangladesh and Thailand. I had one of the former investigators for Interpol on this show. His book is published by Penguin, one of the biggest publishers. It's documented. This stuff is all... Folks, it's all over the place. It is totally evil. It makes me sick and angry. And my friends, I'm so sick of reporting on it. I'm so sick of covering it. About half the time, I don't even mention the news that we post on the website. I look at it. I just can't. It is overwhelming. It is so evil. I don't want to talk about 911 anymore. They carried out 911. They're pure evil. I'm tired of focusing on it, but we have to save our families. These people are right out of the pit of Hades, right out of the crack of doom. That's why they're in positions of power, because they're ruthless sadists who enjoy power. Smart psychopaths get into government. They wear uniforms. They have insignias of rank. They have the scepters of power to carry out their wickedness. It's happened throughout history. It's happening again. Mayday, alert. We are under total attack at every level by psychotic control freak elites that control every form of crime imaginable. And I am begging you to wake up now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you...
Dietary supplement. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, more vital news and information. Your call's coming up here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. And the website to visit is Infowars.net. That's the site we updated today. That's the site that's not under Department of Defense hack attack, and it's official, folks. I don't talk about it on the air. It's happened a lot, and they're getting more sophisticated and multifaceted, and the diagnostics have been done, and it's a wholesale, massive attack of the largest proportions we've ever seen. So Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are down. They'll be back up. Usually they're down just a few minutes when this happens, and now I'm just going to start about 5, 10, I don't know, 20 other websites. If you support us, and we'll just have servers everywhere, and you'll just have a long list of websites to visit. Infowars.net, though. We've got the photos of the Saddam so-called son, so they claim they killed three other times. They got these photos that look incredibly fake up, as we predicted, dark and blurred and everything else. You believe anything from the globalists, you're crazy, but... Earlier, I talked about 1,000 victims abused by the archdiocese in Massachusetts. And this is going on all over the country and all over the world. And it's horrible, and it's massive. And the Attorney General said it's hard to believe, but it's confirmed. Well, and that's the Attorney General in Mass. Well, folks, I mean, we had Senator DeCamp on this show 6-7 years ago. We've had him on many times since then. We have him on about twice a year. He's probably been on the show, I don't know, 10-15 times. Senator DeCamp was the head of the Republican Party and then was one of the leaders of the Senate there in the state, got out of it, private business. He got a call. They said there's this big story that's hurting the Republican Party of all this stuff that got found at the savings and loan with some of the top Republicans in the state. Can you go disprove this for us? He went and investigated it, found out it was all true. Stuff I will not mention on the air. I've let DeCamp tell the story. He had the police reports, the files, the documents, the diaries, the witnesses. The government came in. The FBI grabbed all the videos and ended the investigation and said national security. The kids independently, separately talked about a place in Northern California they were taken with tall redwoods and a stone owl. And then we have the other reports outside of his report of what goes on there. And then he just testified last year in open federal court in Nebraska about the case of Boys Town, the big Catholic famous orphanage, and how they were flying the kids out to parties in Dallas and other areas with top Republicans and unspeakable things being done to the poor children. But again, it's part of national security. You try to stop the abuse of children, I guess you're with Al-Qaeda now. You know, that's kind of the mindset. But see, it's so horrible, people can't believe it. And he exposed on this show years ago what the Catholic Church was doing, how it was being protected, how it had been taken over by these pedophile rings on the show, how good Catholics tried to blow the whistle and were punished. A lot of people got killed who were involved in this investigation, including the Senate's investigator, paid investigator. He called DeCamp and said, I've got the proof at the highest levels of who's behind it. I'm flying in from Chicago. Right now I'm getting on my own plane. The plane blew up, was strewn over a mile with his son, by the way, on board with him. And then you see this, but I'm telling you, this stuff with the Catholic Church is not one micron. It is not one one thousandth over the decades of what's really gone on. I mean, one case of the UN Indian Corps, the mercenary forces, one case admitted in court. They lost the lawsuit. It was a UN employee, a Indian Corps employee. They said, we're not going to be part of loading kids and women on planes and flying them out of the country. 200,000. They got fired. They sued. It all came out in court. It was in the BBC and a few other papers last year. We have a subsection on that on the websites that are down right now, unfortunately. Government slave rings is the link. We got the UN caught in dozens of countries and the government and officials and British and Dutch officials and all of it right there. German judges caught in slave pens with murdered kids hanging up. I mean, it makes Jason and Freddy Krueger look like loving individuals. And somebody's got to stand up for the children, folks. Somebody has got to do it. Somebody's got to have courage. Somebody's got to speak out. And you got to face the horror of how bad things have gotten. You got to do it. You got to do it now. But this 1,000 victims in Boston area alone is the tip of the iceberg, literally. And they focus in on this, frankly, as a distraction from the organized governmental trade. Watch out, folks. Just watch out. All right. And the media's in on it, too. If your kid gets grabbed by guys in a white van, and even if police stop the van and find your kids, they have been ordered to hand them back over to the feds. These are confirmed cases like the Finders case in D.C. I mean, these are the most cold-blooded, merciless, evil people. Folks, I cannot fathom the depths of the black-hearted Satanism. Okay, let's talk to Tyson in Texas. Tyson, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Glad to finally get on the air. Listen, I have some stuff that I want to ask you about this. About some other websites that are out there. I'm sure you're familiar with From the Wilderness.
Yes, I am.
And have you gotten a chance to read the full-page ads they've got out?
I do not support Mike Rupert.
Oh, really?
And that's all I'm going to say, and that's where I'm going to leave it. I think that he's done some good work. I've had him on this show probably, I don't know, 18, 20 times. It's in the high teens, And I just have no comments about Mr. Rupert. That's all I can say. That's all I will say.
Okay, then can I ask you about something else?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. I was watching something. I'm here in Austin, so I see all the public access stuff that goes on, and I saw something the other day. It was a speech that I don't even remember who was giving it, but he talked about how no nations are actually nations. They're really corporations, and everything runs under international maritime admiralty, and birth certificates in the U.S. are actually worth $630,000 to the U.S. government.
Now, that's true.
European
we're traded.
Bankers.
Now, this is all admitted. We're traded as collateral on debt, and they admit this in deals with the Third World. We posted three or four times the last month. People keep requesting it. The official State Department document from 1991 detailing a declassified plan since 1974 with Kissinger and others, 73, excuse me, that if third world countries want money, IMF World Bank loans, they have to sign their people over as collateral, and they have to sterilize forcibly half the women in those 10 countries. So we don't just have the facts that we're traded like cattle on the open market. We have official government documents from the State Department websites, Library of Congress, where they also direct governments of programs of dumbing us down, of vaccinating us, of sterilizing us, that have to be carried out against us if the governments are going to get their funds. And I remember old-timers, 8 years ago talking about the maritime, and that's how it really ran in the courts. And then now there have been cases like Diana Loopy, the famous screenwriter out in New American Magazine. Big Report was also in the Associated Press 3 years ago. She owned 90-something acres and a beautiful three-story house on public on private land with public land around it. The house was homesteaded to 1906, and they went and closed public roads that on the maps were not even part of the Forest Service, did not cross Forest Service lands, but on three sides it was Forest Service lands. They came to her house, grabbed her, wouldn't let her have her stuff, arrested her, said, "You can't have a jury, we're taking your house." No warrants, no judge. And she went before the judge, and he said, "This is maritime. We have seized your land under admiralty." And that was in the federal ruling. So, and there's many of those, but now they say it. And under admiralty, they are a private corporation authorizing themselves to engage in seizure of any vessel not flying the Jolly Roger. And that sounds ridiculous, but that's what Skull and Bones is, a cult of the Skull and Bones. And on the wall they have war. They say we are the pirate kings. And it's a society of piracy and wickedness and criminality. And they have set themselves up as the government. And everyone is free game unless they are in the criminal crime syndicate and openly fly the Jolly Roger.
That's some pretty scary stuff. I guess the last thing I want to say is maybe we should investigate about this, a third of the Germans, see if they're involved in Al-Qaeda. And I much appreciate your work, Alex. Thanks.
Thank you. And that's the Reuters report. 68% think the government is covering it up and it was involved. 30% think the government did it. And that is on Infowars.net right now. That's Reuters. Let me say it again. Reuters. More of your calls coming up here in a moment. And the toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231, and I'll get to those calls here in just a second. I know that sounds crazy, but look, the Nazis, the Skull and Bones, Skull and Bones Society is the Skull and Bones. A lot of the intelligence agency symbol is the Skull and Bones, Special Forces, Skull and Bones. And what it means is if you're not in the clique, that's what the British were. You scratch a Brit, you find a pirate. Or why did God never let the sun set on the British Empire? Because God wouldn't trust an Englishman in the dark. Hey, folks, my name's Jones, so I'm not saying that people that are from England are bad, okay? But what I'm saying is that a very sinister, intelligent empire has been based there all along, and in the subterfuge and the wars with the Dutch and the French, and then later the Germans and the Portuguese, and of course earlier the Spanish and the Portuguese, in the espionage, I mean the tricks, the manipulations. You know, the British would blow up their own ships and say the French did it as an excuse to invade, and the French would blow up one of their ships and say the English did it. It's the same trick. And the British were the ones that flew the Jolly Roger. People really don't know that, and then later some of their captains would break away and start their own crime syndicates in the Caribbean and in the Mediterranean, and that's why you get the Jolly Roger. But British ships, when they were flying that, were authorized, they had other pendants and flags, were authorized to feed on everyone and anyone, even British ships. When the Crown needed money, they would say, "Attack, attack, Admiralty, Admiralty." And it was just giant ships everywhere, just attacking and stealing and murdering. And the French did it to a certain degree, so did the Dutch, but and the Portuguese and the Spanish. But the British were the best and the smartest, and they ended up dominating everything. And so that's where all this Skull and Bone stuff with the Nazis and the Bushes, and that's where all of it comes from. And that's what maritime and admiralty is. I mean, the captain had so much power on a British ship that if you didn't swab the deck properly, and they would just routinely do this, just to maintain order, they said, they would keel-haul you. You ever seen the barnacles that grow on the bottom of an ocean-going ship? Razor blades. And about 80% of the time, you would die. They would tie you to a rope and drag you from side to side for about 2 minutes underwater and then haul you up with lacerations everywhere. And if you survive, well, that was your punishment. And admiralty is godlike power. It's total dictatorship. And so when they haul a woman in and say, "We want your house," and she goes, "I get a jury, I get a whatever. They throw her in jail, take her back out. She goes, I get a redress of grievances. And they say, this is admiralty. This is an admiralty maritime court. This is martial law. And so they're flying the Jolly Roger, the war flag. That's what that gold fringe in the classrooms and the city council buildings and in all the courts. It's not a decorative flag. That means something according to U.S. code. That is a military court. And the judges know that. So this is the new freedom of getting rid of posse comitatus and putting troops on the streets and having the hover drones in the skies. This is government throughout history setting itself up as the power elite. Setting itself up and saying, I am the boss. You are my slave. And early in dictatorships, it's always for your own good. As they get more and more arrogant, it then becomes hero worship of the great leader, like North Korea, and, oh, we're so lucky we have you. And now it's entering into that. So it's a replay of the same business. And there's so many admitted historical accounts where the British would blow up their own ships and blame it on people. I mean, 300 years ago. And the Germans attacked their own troops and killed men at a radio station to start the war with the Poles. Gulf of Tonkin never occurred. These are all admitted things. And we could sit there and be naive. Okay, well, they're going to practice admiralty against you. When the IRS, without a judge, a jury, without even charging you, you wake up one day and your bank account's been seized. No jury, no nothing. See, you thought you were in a free society. That's admiralty. When in China, when tanks run over demonstrators in Tiananmen Square, that's admiralty. That's dictatorship. That's king rat, strong man. Slavery, serfdom, feudalism. Captivity. You're being freebooted by a powerful, intelligent society of sadists that enjoy feeding on you or they couldn't live with a conscience. I mean, who out there could do all these crimes and be a good person? You couldn't. It's by their very nature. And they're feeding on us en masse, and it's a big joke. And they've got these high-powered spin machines and PR firms and advertising and pitchmen selling you the fraud. I mean, we've got the documents from Homeland Security, the Defense Department, and the Fortune 500 meeting with MIT and the RFID Center of how to sell it to you, how to neutralize opposition, how to put it in a cashless control grid. It's here. They're saying it. It's public. We got the documents. It's been in the Associated Press. Massive slave grids being built for you. Huge prisons everywhere, gun-grabbing, police in black ski masks wearing skull patches and cobra patches and black widow patches, wearing the regalia of pirates. In your face, evil, manifesting. You know, the bad guys in Lord of the Rings wear black masks and black uniforms. That's what the devil's troops wear, and it's in your face, and you can't recognize a ringwraith when you see one.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
News saying we all need implantable microchips. They're admitting hover drones are going to look through our walls. The police are in black ski masks. The borders are wide open. They're saying brace for more terrorist attacks. Isn't it obvious? There is some good news, though. A federal judge ruled they have to throw out a gun ban suit by the NAACP in New York. The House has voted to take out one provision of the USA Patriot Act. California Governor Gray Davis will face recall vote, but he's vowing to fight it. Democrat Gray Davis will have to fight to keep his job this fall in the nation's first gubernatorial recall election in 82 years. State officials announced Wednesday after tallying the results of a Republican-led petition to drive what seemed far-fetched just a month ago. Again, results of a Republican-led petition drive that seemed far-fetched just months ago. Kevin Shelley said in a news conference that the counties had reported 1.3 million valid petition signatures, well more than the 897,000 required for the recall to make it on the ballot. Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante was expected Thursday to schedule an election, which could be held as early as September 23rd. And again, Davis is a gun grabber who's involved in energy manipulations. He is something else. And I hope that a real conservative candidate wins and not a neocon. But that shows how sick the people are of these type of activities. But Davis is, of course, racing to put all the touchscreens in to stop that. 100-day countdown to China's first astronaut. This is from the New Scientist. China is on course to become only the third nation ever to place a human in space, following press reports that the first crewed flight will take place in 100 days. Government source told the state-controlled news service Wenwingpo that the launch would take place within this time frame. No official date for launch has been set. A secret crew. So far, China has successfully launched four uncrewed spacecraft. The last of these blasted off January 2003 and was fitted with a human life support system. The size of the crew planned for the first flight remains a secret, but thanks to Clinton and the neocons, they transferred them the systems to do this. That's real smart, but they want to track and trace and control your life. Also, there's a bunch of reports coming out confirming the BBC has their interviews with the murdered. They want to say suicide, but no evidence. I'll say murdered. That's where all the evidence points. the murdered microbiologist, former head of Porton Down, the guy that blew the whistle on Blair. They've got tapes of it and are about to release it, and every word they put in print or on the news, they say, they have on tape with David Kelly. Here's another one. Police call for total ban on replica guns in New York. Another story, DCA shoots down paintball guns. Sports Authority fined $20,000, and it turns out that some of the stores were selling paintball guns, and that's not allowed here in the free country. So that's the major move there. Just a bunch of other news. U.S. House rejects higher media ownership limits. They cannot own unlimited amounts of media, and that is a good thing. We need alternative media. The airwaves belong to the people. We need more mom-and-pop radio stations and TV stations, not more bilge. I'm out of time, ladies and gentlemen. It was a great show today. We do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Be sure and visit the website, Infowars.net, and be sure and get my videos. Police State 3 Total Enslavement is now out. It's a powerful film. My book's Descent into Tyranny. Go to Infowars.net to order it online or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Stand up to evil. Your family and the world is counting on you to be leaders. God bless you all. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights, Berkey Lights.